Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now with a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
This one from Simon Fraser University in British Columbia, where they genetically decoded a tumor and made a breakthrough in terms of treating that tumor.
This is, I can hardly contain myself, Steve, about this one. This is the advent of what we call pharmacogenomics. In this case, this was a cancer that a person had, an aggressive tongue cancer, for which no treatment was really known because it was so rare. And what they did is they took the genetic sequence of the DNA of this cancer, in other words, the recipe book of this cancer that gives instructions on what proteins to make, how those proteins work, and how they cause this cancer to grow. And they then compared this, they looked at the lines of this recipe book and they compared it to other cancers to see if there were any similarities in how this cancer worked. And indeed, what they found was that it was very similar in some ways to a kidney cancer for which there was a known treatment. So then they applied this treatment to this cancer. And remember, this is a cancer they didn't know really how to treat. And they applied this treatment to this particular cancer, and they slowed down, and they were able to control this cancer for several months. This is a tremendous achievement in terms of the ability to understand how this cancer worked, especially for now clinical applications to all cancers, and then select out the treatments that will specifically target the mechanism of this cancer and stop it in its tracks. So they are now looking within about 5 to 10 years of being able to individualize treatments for cancer for people so that they now can say, okay, instead of giving you A, B, and C, and D cocktail, which may give you Z, Y side effects, we now can target it much more effectively instead of throwing the kitchen sink at something for some cancers, really target this and make this work. And not only that, by doing this type of sequencing and understanding the mechanism of how these cancers develop, you then can develop other treatments now that can target the cancer much more effectively. So this is really fantastic.
And neat, it's a Canadian discovery at Simon Fraser.
That's exactly right. And the data that they have, because genetic sequencing is now becoming much less expensive, the computer technology is available now to sequence things very rapidly, the costs are going down, so the ability to do this will likely become much more affordable in all clinical centers. And the data that they're developing is now being shared with other researchers. So you're going to see, again, it's an exponential type of development where you find something, you share it, and others go with it, and you go in all kinds of directions that you never even thought of.
Thank you, Doctor.